You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm Pooh.
And I'm William Cooper.
Was I going to say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Well, if you want to, you certainly can.
I don't want to.
Okay, go for it.
Do what?
The pledge.
I said I didn't want to.
Oh, you didn't want to. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, my goodness gracious, that's a switch. What brought on that conclusion?
I don't know.
Well, you know, we got a bunch of mail today. Remember a long, long time ago, we got some hate mail, and I mean really terrible, ugly hate mail from some people in Fox Valley, Illinois. Remember that? It was a long time ago?
Uh-uh.
Well, I'm glad you don't remember it, because not something that little girls like you should be remembering, but I just took a chance that you might. And I read a little bit of it on the air, and after that, every time we got something from these people, is a guy named Adolf, and he's got this coven of Nazi witches up there. He's a Nazi racist, scumbag, puke-faced socialist pig is what he really is. And from then on, every time we got one of the letters from him and his coven of Nazi witches, we used to just mark on there, Nazi hate mail is rejected and returned to sender. And they didn't like that, because then their local post office found out who they were, and all the mail people in between. So then they started sending them with no return address. So we opened up a couple of them. As soon as we saw who it was from, we threw them in the trash can. And ever since, any mail that's postmarked Fox Valley, Illinois, automatically goes in the trash. And I made that statement on the air, I guess a couple of weeks ago. And I guess old Adolf and his witches didn't believe me, because I got here a whole bunch of mail. You want to count that, Pooh? Count how many letters there are there, if you will.
All right.
See how many there are.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. There's 13.
13. Oh, and a perfect occult number. Fits right in line with old Adolf and his witches. Are any of these open, Pooh? Check them and see if there's any of them open. I want them to know that they wasted their time and their money and everything else. We don't even care if there's orders for books in here. We don't want their mail. We don't want anything to do with them. We don't want their money. We don't want their business. Nothing. Seen any open ones yet?
Not yet.
Okay, keep looking. See any there?
This one's not open.
Okay.
This one's not, all of them are not open.
Okay, so you want to say that in the microphone so everybody can hear you real good? Are there any open?
No.
None of them open. Okay. Now, watch this. I've got them all right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is that over there?
A trash can.
It's a what?
Trash can.
A trash can?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you watching?
Mm-hmm.
Where did they go?
In the trash can.
They all went in the trash can.
Right in the trash can.
Okay. While I'm doing the broadcast, and after you sign off, what I want you to do is take that trash can downstairs and put all that stuff in a plastic bag and take it outside and put it in the dumpster. Would you do that for Poppy? Please?
Should I?
Yeah, I think you should. We got to get those nasty things out of our house.
All right.
Okay. I really appreciate that.
But, honey, they might come alive.
Oh, no, they won't come alive. I guarantee you. They're so impotent and sorry that if they came alive, you know what would happen?
What?
Remember the Wicked Witch and the Wizard of Oz?
Uh-huh.
Just throw some water on them. Some of those waters of faith. And watch how quickly they melt into a big green puddle of pukey goo.
Honey, with cold water?
Cold water, that's right.
Very cold water?
Very cold water.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I'll see you later.
All right.
Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
Boy, she is so thorough. She unplugs her earphones and makes sure that she winds the cord up properly, and then she puts it away. That's my helper. One of these days, ladies and gentlemen, she's going to take over this broadcast. She'll be doing it. And I don't think that day is going to be too far in the future. I'll bet you within 2 years she's doing this broadcast. And she's only 6 years old. Okay, I got some things to talk about tonight, and then we're going to open the phones and talk to you guys. The other night I was on, I'm on Alan Handelman's East Coast Live as a guest, which is probably one of the biggest East Coast rock shows in the nation. And it's every Sunday night, and this guy usually has the biggest rock stars and the greatest names in music on his broadcast, and he really flatters me, and he really cares about this country and people waking up. At least four times a year, he has me on as a guest. I was a guest on Alan's broadcast, East Coast Live, last Sunday night. And during that broadcast, remember the guy that called in one night and accused me of being an FBI agent because I didn't support the Freeman? There are a lot of people in this country who call themselves patriots and militia members who really aren't. They call themselves Americans, and they really are not. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm no FBI agent. And they're not going to let me get away with doing this forever. So the day they come to put me in prison or kill me, you'll all know that for sure, because it will happen sometime in the future. I don't know exactly when, but it will. And I've known that from the beginning. These people are the kind of people who ruled during the Dark Ages. They believe that if you're not white and you're not Christian and you're not a property owner, you can't be an American. They believe that if you don't agree with everything that they say and everything that they do, you're not an American and you're an FBI agent. This same person, along with a few others, have accused J.J. Johnson of being an FBI agent because J.J. removed his signature from something that he signed impulsively and realized that he shouldn't have signed after a little bit of time had passed. And these guys claim to be leaders of legitimate militias, and they are not. They speak only for themselves, with the exception of maybe two who are leaders in militias. But it is not clear whether their militia gave them the authority and backs them with their signature on that document or not. And I'm not going to read that document because it's a bunch of crap anyway. It's people who don't have the force to back up what they say, giving the United States government ultimatums. And that's not what the militia or patriots are all about. We don't run around signing ultimatums. We don't run around calling everybody who disagrees with us FBI agents. We know who the Trojan horses are. And when we catch provocateurs or genuine informants or agents, we certainly reveal them. But we don't do what these people do. Anyway, this guy called in on the Alan Handelman show. His name's Bill. He's from North Carolina. It's the same guy that called that night and accused me of being an FBI agent. And Alan and I, at the beginning of the broadcast, had made the statement that the militias across the nation, as a whole body, made the public announcement that as long as the FBI was conducting itself properly up there in Montana, they were not going to interfere, and that the militias were not going to get involved. Well, this guy called up later, and as these pukey little airheaded, I don't know what they are, folks. They certainly aren't what they portend to be, accused us of saying that no militia members supported the Freeman. And Alan Handelman, nor I, had ever said anything of the kind. He then went on to say that there were 3,000 militiamen ready to fight in Montana during the entire FBI Freeman standoff period. And I'm here to tell you that these people are circulating those kind of rumors, and it is a barefaced lie. If there were ever, at any one time, at all, in the state of Montana, militia people from outside the state of Montana, it couldn't have been more than 150 to 200 at the very most. None of them stayed very long because they had jobs and families to feed and responsibilities at home. There were two people who set up a little, what they called a command post, and claimed that they represented all the militias in the United States, and that again is a lie, and we exposed that in the headline, or maybe not the headline article, but an article in Veritas newspaper, issue number 12. We told you the truth about what was going on up there, and who represented who, and who represented what. And all of the calls for militia to do this and do that and form a convoy and break through the FBI lines never materialized because there were never any legitimate militia up there. No militia in this country mobilized their people or pledged that they were going to go up there and fight the FBI on behalf of the Freeman, and none should have, ladies and gentlemen. And you better understand this right now. All of this bullshit, and that's exactly what it is, being bandied about by all these wannabe generals and these wannabe heroes who are just itching to get in a fight with somebody, do not legitimately represent any lawfully and constitutionally formed militia in this country. And militia that will only allow Christians and or whites and plays these political games and common law games and where you go to a militia meeting and as soon as the militia meeting is over, it turns into a common law court. These are not militias. These are not even people that are playing with a full deck of cards. They don't even understand what's going on in this country, for number one, or they wouldn't be doing what they're doing. Now, you've all got to get your heads on straight. And if you don't get your heads on straight, you're going to set yourself up. And somebody's going to bring you down. I don't know who that's going to be, but anytime you set yourself up like that, there's always somebody waiting to bring you down. Don't play their game. And don't be like Starr and McCraney in Georgia, who were the subjects of the headline article in this last issue of Veritas newspaper, number 13. They knew that their militia had been infiltrated. They knew that these infiltrators and provocateurs were working for the BATF. They knew that these guys were trying to get them to build pipe bombs. And they decided they're going to play the game and expose these guys and go along with it. Well, they ended up getting arrested. They're in jail now, and they're waiting for trial. They're innocent. They never did anything wrong. The BATF and their provocateur agents, informants, were the only ones who talked bombs, were the only ones who bought chemicals and bought this stuff. They're the only ones who handled it. They're the only ones who promoted it. And they took it out without the permission of Bob Starr and planted it on his property. Then they went to a judge who got a search warrant and went back to where they had planted it and found it and arrested Bob Starr and Jimmy McCraney and charged them with making bombs to blow up the Olympic Games. And the press picked it up, ladies and gentlemen. And the press has been saying that the militia was caught making pipe bombs with which to blow up the Olympic Games in Atlanta, Georgia, this summer. An FBI agent, if you've already received your copy of Militia, of Veritas, had phoned Bob Starr and told him beforehand that somebody was out to get it. And Bob Starr called into J.J. Johnson's radio program 2 days before they were arrested and revealed that fact. And an ATF agent on the stand in court admitted that everything that I have just told you is true. And that any of those chemicals could have been bought by anybody. It is not against the law to buy them or to own them. No bombs were actually made ever by anybody. And the whole thing is a sham. But do you think CBS, ABC, the Communist Broadcasting Network, or the Allied Broadcasting Communists, or the National Broadcasting Communists, or the Communist News Network would tell you the truth about it? No, they're still saying that the militia in Georgia was caught making pipe bombs to blow up the Olympic Games in Atlanta, Georgia. They are barefaced, with malice aforethought. Liars, propagandists for the New World Order. They are not journalists. They are thoroughly and completely discredited. They have no credibility whatsoever, period. None of the major print media, none of the television news media, and none of the major radio networks have any credibility at all. They're nothing but a pack of low-life yellow dogs. And that is the truth. And you better start calling them that. You better learn, ladies and gentlemen, to call traitors traitors, call treason treason, call liars liars, call communists communists, and quit playing around with words. Let them know that we know who they are and what they are. Stop listening to their news. Stop purchasing their newspapers. And every chance you get to write them a letter and tell them what you think of them and who exactly they are and that you know who and what they are, do it. And anytime you can do it live on the air, whether it's television or radio, do it. Do it, ladies and gentlemen. It's time, it is time to put these lying, puke-faced yellow dogs in the poorhouse. And the only way to do that is make their ratings go to nothing. Stop buying the products of the sponsors of these people. Don't go and purchase anything from anybody that advertises in the New York Times or the Washington Post or the Los Angeles Times, or any other newspaper in this country that refuses to print the truth. You want to make them start yelling? Take their money away from them. Don't support their advertisers. Don't buy their newspaper. Don't listen to their news broadcast. Don't even watch their network. You see, they all know what really happened in Georgia. And they're getting you and the rest of America ready. Because they're going to hurt a lot of people during these Olympic Games. And they're going to try to blame it on patriots and militia so that they can bring this country totally down to its knees. Or at least try. If they do that, they'll start a war, I guarantee it. And I'll be right out in front of the fight, as I always have been. I guarantee that also. In your communities, anybody who won't stand up and tell the truth, any politician, any city councilman, any member of the House of Representatives, the Senate, any mayor, any governor, any state representative or state senator, If they won't tell the truth and if they won't support constitutional Republican government, call them what they are. Liars, traitors, socialists, communists, scum. And tell it to them in their face every single time they come out in public, at every meeting that they attend, at every speech that they give, in every letter that you write, on every radio talk show, and write every television station, every chance that you get. Mount campaigns, ladies and gentlemen, to throw these puke-faced, socialist, lying, corrupt, degenerate traitors out of office. Do it now. Whether you know it or not, we're fighting World War III right now. We have been at war for many years. They know it. And those of us who really understand what's happening and have been fighting these battles for a long, long time, we know it also. All it's going to take for a complete civil war to begin in this country is for them to pull another degenerate massacre like they did in Waco, Texas. A Freeman standoff isn't going to do it. Because old Bill out in North Carolina, old Mr. Big Leader Bill, is so stupid that he doesn't even know what's going on here. He doesn't understand that there are forces at work trying to foment a revolution amongst the American people instead of a restoration. And he's falling right into the trap. He doesn't understand that whoever fires the first shot loses. He also doesn't understand that if he thinks he's going to fight a war for white Christians only, he's going to bite the dust really quick. Because almost everybody he meets is going to be his enemy. He also apparently doesn't understand the meaning of freedom. You see, he's a phony patriot. Freedom means what he likes, what he wants, what he believes in. And if you don't like it, you don't want it, and you don't believe in it, and you're not the color of his skin, then by golly, you're an FBI agent. I am sick of these idiots. And that's exactly what they are. I am sick of the people who do nothing all day but pass rumors from one hand to the other. I am sick and tired of the talkers and do-nothingers. I'm sick of the leeches. Just threw a bunch of them off my list on the internet. People who've never done anything in their life. I give them a radio broadcast. I give them a book. I'm giving them another book. Oklahoma City Day One. I give them a newspaper. I give them an education they couldn't have got in a million years anywhere else. I give of myself to freedom, to that cause. And in doing so, I take an awful lot away from my family. And I tell them that because of the intrusions on our list on the internet, I'm going to have to go to a password-protected list. I give them the option to join CAGI or the intelligence service or to just send me a message asking for a personal invitation to remain on the list. And what do? Accuse me of being self-serving. Because they don't want to join CAGI, they don't want to join IS, and they don't want to ask me for a personal invitation, they're going to be dropped off the list. And they berate me for not giving them access to my list for free. They're socialists, and they don't even know it. I don't owe them anything. I don't owe you anything. I don't owe the world a broadcast. I don't owe the world any dissertation. From what I have learned, I don't owe anybody an education. I don't owe anybody a book. I don't have to put it out $27,000 to publish a book. I don't have to do that. I don't have to speak anywhere. I don't have to give you a newspaper. By God, you better remember it.
If you want something to play with, go and find yourself a star. Baby, my time is too expensive, and I'm not a little boy. Don't play with my heart, it makes me furious. But if you want me to love you, then baby, I will. Girl, you know I will. Tell it like it is. Don't be ashamed to let your conscience be your guide. But I know deep down inside of me, I believe you love me. Oh, give your foolish pride. Life is too short. You have sorrow. You may be here today and gone tomorrow. You might as well get what you want. So go on and live. Baby, go on and live. Tell it like it is. I'm nothing to play with. Go and find yourself a star. But I tell it like it is. My time is too expensive, and I'm not your little boy.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you're here tomorrow night, because I'm going to have a special guest. His name is Joe. Joe's just a regular guy, a good regular guy. He's a craftsman. He really knows what he's doing. And he's going to talk to us about how to tell if your house was built well. If you're going to go buy a house, or if you're going to build a house, he's going to talk to you and tell you what you need to know to make sure that you don't get cheated on materials, labor, what to look for, how to look for it. He's going to tell you the truth about these tract houses, that every so many days there's a new house goes up and they're charging $150,000, $200,000 for these homes. And they're all built like the straw house that pig built, you know, that the big bad wolf came along and blew the whole thing down. Well, Joe's going to set you straight on all that. Oh, and I better tell you this also. The $27,000 to print Oklahoma City Day One is not my money. Not my money, but I'm in charge of that money. I'm responsible for it. It's actually money that's held in trust for my children. They're the beneficiaries. It's money that belongs to Image 1216 and Harvest Trust. Two trusts, of which my children are the beneficiaries. So if I mishandle the money, they have no inheritance. And that's what I mean. Self-serving indeed. Got some little children out there. Little socialists disguising themselves as patriots. I think all of us are doing this hard work and putting our asses hanging out over the cliff
endangering ourselves and our family because we're self-serving. They think that we owe them something. They think that we have to give them information. We have to give them broadcasts. We must let them say what they want on our broadcast. We must give them an internet list. We must. We have to give them a newspaper to read. We must take care of them, and we must rescue them, and we must provide them with militias, because they certainly don't. And when the going gets tough, you don't see any of these suckers around. Because when the going gets tough, there's nothing to suck. And how well those of us who do this kind of stuff know that. What these people really don't like about me, ladies and gentlemen, is I throw the truth right in their face, and I don't take any of their crap, not for 10 flat seconds ever. And I never will. Anybody who doesn't like that, turn off your radio. Go to bed. Don't let. Don't do business with us at all. Because I don't do this to get an audience, and I don't care whether you listen or not. I don't do this to get your money, because I'm not attached to anything. See, I'm really free. Physically and spiritually, I am free. I can walk away from everything that I have, which is nothing really, at any time, and not even look back, and not even care. How many of you can do that? Not many, Adventure. I'm free. Totally and completely free. I know what freedom means. Many of you don't. I know old Adolf and his covey of witches listen to this broadcast every night. They hate me and they hate this broadcast, but they're masochists. They listen every single night. They can't help it. They have to listen. They can't stand it. Isn't that amazing? What kind of people would do that to themselves? And then they're mad at me because I have this broadcast. And they don't like what I say. Because they want their New World Order. Oh, yes, they do. They want the New World Order. They want a one world religion theirs. And they'd love to tie every patriot, militia member, and anybody who doesn't agree with them to a stake and burn them. And if they ever came to power, they would. So would a lot of these so-called patriots out there who claim that they're patriots and really aren't. You better watch out if these people ever get in any position of power anywhere over anybody else. Because if you're not white, if you're not a Christian, if you don't believe exactly what they believe, and if you don't adhere to exactly what they want you to be, they'll do the same thing they've done in the past. They'll tie you to a stake and they'll burn you. And if you don't believe that, you're not playing with a full deck of cards. Freedom. What does it mean? What does it mean, freedom? Does it mean tolerance? Does freedom mean anybody can do anything that they want to do anytime they want to do it? Does freedom mean that if I believe that rocks can walk, you've got to believe rocks can walk or you can't be free? I mean, I go to some of these meetings where I'm invited to speak, and I get there and I start listening to these people, and they have no idea what freedom is, and they could care less. They have an agenda. They want to come to power so they can force their agenda down everyone else's throat. Now, there are some legitimate militias in this country. They're legitimate patriot organizations. There are people who really understand and believe in freedom. And there are a lot of them. But there are many more, ladies and gentlemen, who have no concept of freedom. You think the freemen believed in freedom? I'm going to tell you right now, they didn't. You know what they were called before they became freedom? You know what they called themselves before they became freedom? Freedom? Freemen? Before they started calling themselves freemen, they called themselves anarchists. They weren't interested in being free, ladies and gentlemen. They were interested in doing their thing to hell with everybody else. And that's the truth. They're probably pretty good people in their little community with people who believe as they do. And I've talked to Mr. Schweitzer several times. I liked him. I think he discovered the law was right on the money. But I still think it was wrong for him to do it because he himself condemned the Federal Reserve for what he then started doing. You can't call Al Capone a criminal and throw him in jail for bootlegging whiskey and killing his competition and then turn around and do it yourself and expect to be treated in a different manner. It doesn't work that way. Going to open the phones, ladies and gentlemen. Take your calls right after this. For those of you who may be new listeners or never knew the numbers, 520-333-4578. Call now. The lines are open. 520-333-4578 is the number. And you can talk about anything you want. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
This is Lou Lyon.
Hello, Lou. How are you?
Pretty good, young man. Listen, buddy, I want you to know something. Me and Jackie are behind you 1,410%.
Oh, well, I know that, Lou. You don't have to tell me that. That's not. I'm not fishing for that kind of stuff tonight.
I know you weren't. I'm going to tell you something. I couldn't get to you any other way.
Okay.
All right, buddy, listen to me. Hey, if I was under the pressure that you are, I don't know if I could stand up to it. And I want you to know that we love you and we love that little girl, both those little girls of yours and Annie. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again real soon, like we did in San Diego.
Great.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you, sir.
We'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Thank you for your call. And thank you for your compliments. That's not really what this program was all about, though. I'm not fishing for any of that. Just every once in a while, I got to tell you what I think. Every once in a while, I get the crap and the bullshit from the know-nothing, do-nothing suckers, and I just got to tell them what I think. And all of you who don't fit into that category, I hope you know that I'm not talking to you. If what I say makes you mad, then you know that I'm hitting you right between the eyes with the truth. And you should be mad because you don't like what you see in yourself. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Just calling to say thanks for being there. And I know you don't want to hear it, but I'm going to say it anyhow. I'm on Chapter 12 of Behold a Pale Horse, and I think I got to read it again. It's so heavy.
That's the secret government, isn't it?
No, you're on, secret government, and who they're in bed with and who they're doing business with.
Yeah, well, make sure that you read on the end of that chapter, conclusion number 5, which for some reason most people never read.
I got kind of lost as I was reading it, but when you get to chapter 5, you explain yourself in detail and your feelings on it, and I agree with it.
Good.
But I believe everybody should get a copy of this book. It took me 6 months to get a copy of it, just out of laziness, and I can't put it down.
Well, that's what I hear from everybody. If they start reading it sometime in the evening, they just don't sleep that night.
Hey, you can't. There's no possible way. This is the heaviest book I've ever read in my life. And my wife and I love you. Please keep up the good work. And as you said on the show, you do not have to do this, but I love you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Well, the book is not as heavy as it used to be when it was first printed because a lot of the stuff that I predicted in the book has since come to pass. Unfortunately, I don't like being right when those things come to pass. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill.
Hi.
This is Steve Rourke. Written to you a few times, actually. I thought the way you straightened out Aaron was actually very good. Meeting tomorrow with someone, and they're going to give me a brief synopsis of their feelings, how they disagree with how you handle it. But I don't know about mid-show before you even took him to task on any points. I really had the feeling this guy was coming off kind of like a fruitcake, with no real answers for anything, no definitives as to when projects begin or end, and just kind of a lucid tape hawking is really what it. What it amounted to, and I'm glad you straightened him out.
Well, Aaron, I like Aaron. Aaron has been a good friend. We've done a lot of good things together, but in lieu of dropping out of the Constitution Party to make a tape and send a fax and then jump into bed with Charlie Duke, who helped try to destroy the Constitution Party, just took me totally by surprise. I just could not handle that. I still can't handle it. I don't know what's going to... The friendship's probably dead, unfortunately, but I have integrity that I just will not violate. I can't do it. I won't do it for anybody.
Well, just it, and you can't sacrifice. Obviously, after your discussion tonight, it's not all important, but it is to your listeners. You can't sacrifice your credibility to save face for a friend or something like that. If someone doesn't have the answers and they're coming on the Bill Cooper show, they should know what's coming at them. You know, they have to be prepared. They have to have some answers. They have to have some definitive thoughts and things completed and ideas as to where it's going. You can't just, you know, that's for the Larry King show, you know.
Yeah, well, I was surprised. You know, I thought Aaron knew me better than that, and apparently he didn't.
I still have another quick question. I ordered some tapes from your catalog, which I suggest everyone does because the quality is unbelievable. Although your propagation tonight is great. I mean, it's coming in really good over here in New York. The only question I have is on some of the tapes that deal with religion.
Mm-hmm.
Besides esoteric use of the Bible, I forget the exact title, but from what Bible do you read, and which one do you refer to, and when you're quoting, is it a King James?
If I don't specify otherwise, it's the King James Bible, which is the most widely accepted Bible in the world. If I quote or read from another Bible, I will always make that known. If I don't, then it's an accident or a mistake. It's not intentional, believe me.
Okay, and And the only question is, what do you know of the Talmud and some people that have gotten in touch with me and some old friends and in discussing the some of the views on religion as far as act goes from your tapes.
Mm-hmm.
What is this Talmud? They believe it contains a whole lot of fishy business that the.
The Talmud is an ancient book that belongs to the Jewish people, much like ancient books that belong to any people and any religion. Most of it is not practiced, and to tell you the truth, is studied by only the most ardent Jewish scholars. Very little of it is applied in their daily life in modern times. There are some ancient sacrificial ceremonies and ceremonies and rules and how the Jewish tribes and peoples were governed back in ancient times. And some people are trying to say that they're still doing this today and it applies to today. But you could take an ancient book or an ancient ceremonies and sacrifices and laws and customs from any people in the world and accuse them of the same thing. It's just not true.
Okay.
And I would suggest that you get a copy in English and read it yourself. Stop listening to what somebody else says.
Yeah, I plan on it. Just there's so much research I like to...
And if you don't believe it, find some Jews, follow them around for the next 5 years, and see if they really go get any Goyim babies and sacrifice them at midnight.
Okay.
Because that's what they're telling you. I've heard it from these...
Yeah, people. You've heard the same. That's...
I've heard it from these scumbags.
Right, there's a lot of...
They're liars.
Oh, okay. So this is just ancient stuff that used to be ritual and...
That's right. You find the same thing in the ancient Egyptian books. You can find the same thing in the ancient Mayan tablets where they used to rip the heart out of people. But you go down there in South America and find somebody who's ripping the heart out of somebody.
Right.
You can find the same thing. The Druids and the Celts used to sacrifice people. Go find me some Celts in England or Ireland or Scotland or some Druids who are still doing that.
Oh, you mentioned the Druids. Just one other quick question. The Bohemian Grove stuff, Jordan Maxwell on several...
It's Druidic.
What's that?
It's Druidic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But that just reminded me. He had mentioned on several occasions that he has photographs of the past four presidents.
I have the same photograph.
Oh, where can I get those? Where can everyone listening get those?
I don't know. I have one, and it's in beautiful condition. I'm not going to take it out of its container and scratch it up or anything.
Well, yeah, I would...
Shows four living presidents dressed in the black robes with the swastika around their neck, burning care and a great bonfire with the hoods on their heads and the owl sitting up in the tree. It's an ancient Druidic ceremony.
Now, that's something I would guess you have to come by entirely by chance, because I've really...
Not really by chance. Those of us who come by those things come by them because we dig and we research, or we pay somebody off, or we, something happens under the table or something. Those are not readily available to anybody.
What's your stand on Jordan Maxwell?
Well, when I first met Jordan Maxwell, he was a nice guy who had we'd done a lot of research and was interested in educating people in what he found. But now he's full of hate and venom, and he is obviously, with no reservation whatsoever, blatantly attacking anybody who believes in any religious thought whatsoever, any theology whatsoever, and specifically in the Catholic Church. When you hear me on this broadcast expose certain parts or beliefs of certain religions, I'm doing it to educate people. I'm not trying to destroy that religion, but trying to open up people's eyes and let them then have a better way to make a choice. And I don't go back and harp on it, forever and ever and ever. Jordan Maxwell, every single time he gets a chance or he gets on the air, he's raving. It's like he's almost insane, frothing at the mouth. He hates Christians. He hates anybody who believes in any God or any religion. And he'll be the first to tell you that he's out to get them and
tear him apart and destroy him, and he's not going to let him get away with. See, he doesn't believe in freedom either.
No, he seems pretty intolerant. The also, when you were discussing the Scarlet and the Beast book, you had mentioned it's as far as you could tell, its only shortfall, its only shortcoming was really the Vatican connection. Do you know a book that might fill that gap? What the best one is that fills that gap?
Well, there's a lot of them, and I can't remember the titles right off the top of my head, but there are a lot of them. That's not the only shortcoming. The shortcoming that there were two. He completely ignores the role of Zionism, international Zionism, and the role of the Vatican. And he attempts to focus just on French Freemasonry and English Freemasonry, and the research that he's done is incredible. It's just wonderful. And he's very angry at me because I brought people's attention to this. And I haven't attacked his book. I've given him tremendous credit for the research that he's done, and of course, the revelations that he has given everyone about French Freemasonry and English Freemasonry is priceless. It would take you forever to do the same amount of research. But, you know, he can be mad at me if he wants to. He ignores the role of international Zionism and the Vatican, and they are big players in this.
Hmm. Have there been any considerations made for you releasing a videotape of your UFO 101 type weekend?
We're thinking about that. I don't know if we're going to videotape it or not, but if we do, we'll make a tape and release it.
That would be great, because the problem is I meet a lot of people, and most of them know of you not only through shortwave radio, but a lot of them have these older tapes, and they don't understand the progression of your views on the whole UFO phenomenon and the...
Well, then they weren't really listening to those tapes, because I said on those tapes that every single one of them I've ever done, I've said I don't know the reality of extraterrestrial life or not. All I know is what I saw and discovered when I was with the Office of Naval Intelligence. Here's what I saw and filmed out at Area 51.
also, another thing is...
People listen selectively, and they read selectively.
Well, sure. Well, they want to believe someone else is a believer in some phenomenon, so they filter the information they're seeing. Also, you... I think you had done an older interview once on some New York cable access thing, and you had mentioned that the 1984 Olympics, or maybe the host did, I don't know if you recall any of this, but 1984 Olympics had some special effect at the end of it where they lowered by aircraft cable a fake flying disc.
Yeah, that's what they said they did.
Oh, well, I don't know. I looked at the... a videotape called 16 Days of Glory, which was supposed to be...
It's not on that tape.
No, it's not on that tape.
No, but they did it.
They did it.
Yeah.
I've got to try and find that, because...
There were millions of people that watched it on television, and they were present in the stadium. I saw it on television myself, watched it.
I've heard more than one person say that a couple of my relatives were there, and they said, yeah, well, we didn't hear anything, but I guess it was a real quiet helicopter, you know.
Yeah, there was no helicopter.
Yeah, exactly. And
whatever came down in the middle of that field was real, but it wasn't extraterrestrial, I can tell you that. Listen, you've been on way too long. I'm going to let you go.
Okay, Bill, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
My name is George.
Good night, George. Folks, if you call me, you better turn your radio off, because I can't stand that in my ears. You ought to know that. When you call any radio station, turn your radio off. Off, 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 off. Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing, Bill?
Good.
I just wanted to find out if I could, are you still on talking terms with Linda Thompson? And if so, are you going to have her back on the air sometime?
Oh, yeah. I'm still on talking terms with Linda Thompson. She's one of my heroes. She's more of a man than most of the men in this country will ever be.
I'm glad to hear you still saying that about her. I haven't heard her on the air for quite some time. She lost her own show quite some time ago, and she hasn't been on your show.
Well, she's been very busy. Bo Greitz and Soldier of Fortune magazine and a lot of fools out there who don't understand what she did and the risks that she took by focusing the attention of the nation and the world on Waco, Texas, was worth. And so they listen to the Trojan horse, the lying scumbag Bo Greitz, and Soldier of Fortune, all these people that are working for the other side who attacked her viciously, and they all just deserted her. She's one of this nation's greatest heroes, in my estimation,
And as far as I'm concerned, she's the American Joan of Arc, and I will say that on my deathbed to anybody that'll listen.
You mentioned Bo, and I know that the Swiss America Trading sponsors both you and his show.
You have to talk to Swiss America Trading about that. I believe in freedom. I don't tell other people what to do.
And then to comment a little bit on your theory about the Olympics, the Communist News Network had a program on this past Sunday night about the security precautions being taken for the Olympics, and one of the scenarios they showed on the air was a group of homegrown terrorists that take over a train, threaten to blow it up unless Terry Nichols and Timothy McVeigh are freed, and to avenge their capture for the Oklahoma City bombing. And I said to my wife while we were watching it, there it is, just what Bill Cooper said.
Yeah.
They're planting the seeds into the American people's heads so that when it really does happen.
Oh, yeah, they're so easy to read. I can look at them, listen to them, and I can predict well into the future. Very easily, and I have only been wrong one time.
My wife, even she hears me talking about this and my kids all the time, and I've been studying this stuff myself for the last 15, 16 years, and these church fires that are going on all over the country. My wife even said to me, those are agent provocateurs that are setting those fires.
Well, let me say something about that with. Risking sounding like Richard Nixon. Let me say this about that. There have, during the same time frame that these black churches have been burned, four times as many white churches have also been burned, and you have not heard one news story about it.
That's true. I mean, and you've got Black Panthers carrying around AK-47s at some town in Texas.
Good.
Yeah,
absolutely good. That's their militia, and they should be protecting their people and their churches. More power to them. I applaud them. I support them. And if they need any ammunition, I'll give it to them.
But that's just the thing, though. While they're vilifying the white militia groups, the media is playing up the goodness of these Black Panthers.
That's good, because they help our cause. Those are militias. And everybody listening to this broadcast, you better understand it. They're militias. Support them. They're trying to protect their churches and their people. And that's exactly what everybody should be doing.
I just hope that they're not out there trying to provoke a race war.
No, they're not. No. Most black people are a lot smarter than anybody gives them credit for. I know an awful lot of them.
Okay. Well, thanks, Bill. Have a good night.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Well, folks, I think that's all the time that I've got, and I want to wish you all a very good night, and tell you once again that I know there are a lot of good people out in this radio audience. I know there are also a lot of scum-sucking, no-good, do-nothing couch potato worms that just suck off the rest of us, and those are the ones I was talking to at the beginning of this broadcast. And even so, God bless each and every single one of you, including them.
Oh, what a night. Oh, what a night. Oh, what a night. Oh, what a night. Why?
Let's